The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you don't experience the pain now, you're going to have a deeper pain later.
That's life. That's going to happen.
But here's what I like to say. Sometimes you got to just fight. Sometimes you got to fight through. Somehow you got to make a way where there was a way. You better clap your hands like you're catching what I'm saying.
When you're in that depths of darkness and that depths of despair and you've been through hell and back and you've had the crap beat out of you because you've been through so much, just know you can get better. You can heal.
I know it's painful. I know it's hellish. I know it's terrible.
It's in those moments you must retrain your mind to think differently in hell.
I know it hurts.
But just because it's hell don't mean I gotta treat it like it's hell.
That's life. Mm-hmm. It's gonna hurt. It's gonna hurt like hell. You're gonna wanna pass out during the squats.
The waves will come. The adversity will come. You got the sight of a great life. But sometimes you gotta fight.
Most people don't wanna go to that extra mile. Most people don't wanna find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely.
You have to ask yourself, so why?
When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.
It hurts. It's painful. I'm suffering, but after I've suffered, there is a reward.
You can only gain that from being in hell and back.
You've been through hell. You've been through pain. But that's all behind you.
I know you've been brought to tears, all the blood, all the sweat, all of the suffering. You gotta believe in yourself.
Look at everything you've been through. You never gave up.
My God, you came from this hell and you're here.
Just keep working.
I've been through this, I've been through that. And then remind yourself, I'm a bad motherfucker.
You will overcome this.
Do you just want to win? Or are you absolutely committed? Because when you are committed, when you have made the decision that I am going to win, it's no longer a want, it is a must. And when something becomes a must, when you become obsessed with what you've been called to do, you will sacrifice. People that are committed are willing to make the sacrifices. And so ask yourself the question, have you sacrificed everything? Are you paying the price? You gotta pay the price for what you want. Everything in your future comes at a cost. I am acquainted with loss, pain, lack, and famine. I wanna win now. Because winning has everything to do with your mentality. It has everything to do with how you talk, how you walk, how you think, how you overcome. Winning is not just a crown or a trophy. It is the process. It is who I am becoming. And that is how we win. If you are going to hit your goal, and if you're going to punch through your targets, you have got to see differently. You have got to think differently. You are going to have to connect differently. You are going to have to communicate differently. One day, I just decided I'm going to raise my standards. Make a decision. Raise your expectations. You got to go to the next level. There's always another level. You've been in this place of misery long enough. It's time to win. There is no other option. Winning is a non-negotiable. It's what I do. And all of a sudden, wham, no longer is it just what you do. It is who you have become. Because there are some people that win, and then there are winners. There are people who win, there are people who lose, and there are people who are winners. This ain't just something I do. It is who I have become. I am a winner.
Who are you on those f***ing days when all hell's broke loose? Your body's f***ed up. You're sore. You're depressed. You're miserable. Might be falling behind in life. Who are you on those days when shit's all f***ed up? That's the great divide. Those people who get up on those days when everything's f***ed up and still grind, that's the separator right there.
Dreams don't stop. People do. And then you have the nerve to think or to ask yourself why you're not successful. And you see it happen every day. On Monday morning, somebody's gonna get up and they gonna hand in their resignation going to a new job. On Monday morning, somebody gonna get up lifting more than you. On Monday morning, somebody gonna get up running faster than you. On Monday morning, somebody gonna get up with their name higher than the draft than you. On Monday morning, somebody's gonna be getting that scholarship that you could have got. Best word, on Monday morning, somebody's gonna get up willing to take that test while you worry. Why? There's no difference between them and you. They're not faster, they're not smarter, they're not stronger, they're not better. They just don't quit.
You won't outgrind me. I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and do videos. I'll do a video at 3 o'clock. I'll do a video at 2 o'clock. I'm putting out so much doggone content, they can't keep up. They smarter than me. They better than me. I admit, I got a GED. I ain't the smartest person in the world, but I get up and do this for Didi.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1. Download Rocket Money. Step 2. Link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3. Create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You do the work now, do the work now, and all of this shit that you could ever want to do for your family, your kids, your loved ones, it's all going to be on a whole nother stratosphere.
It's a mindset thing you in right now. It's a mindset thing because your challenge ain't moving. Your mountain is not moving. You don't feel like you're making any progress. You're not physically moving. When you see everything else around you and other people around you moving, you're not making progress. You're in the test of your will right now because life says it has a little more test for you.
Why are you out there practicing in the hot sun when ain't nobody else out there? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you not clubbing? Like every time I text you and invite you to go do something fun and cool, you always studying. Because I'm trying to get it.
The push itself, the fight, you get up and swing and miss, that's progress. You get up and you run at what you want with everything you got and you miss, that's progress. The effort of making the attempt is progress.
If you feel that you are not in a position to do it, then why show up in the first place?
Listen to me. All roads to success, you gotta go through pain. They all success. When you travel down success, you gotta go through the road of pain, baby. I told you before, if it was easy, everybody would do it. Forget about it. If you think it's gonna be easy, if you think you're just gonna get that business started without any trials or tribulations, forget about it. You had a baby when you were in college. If you think it's gonna be easy to graduate with a child, you gotta work 8 hours a day, you gotta go to school, you think it's gonna be easy, forget about it. All right, don't even try to be successful. It's a wrap. It's not going to be easy, but I want you to feel that pain going through your body. And as pain leaves your body, guess what's going to take its place? Success.
Are you prepared to push? Are you prepared to work? Are you prepared to dig? You got to fight. You got to push. You got to give everything you have. Because I tell you this. Weakness won't save you. All you need is the power, the strength, and the tenacity to give it everything you got.
You gotta stick that shit out, man. It's another level to this shit, man.
It's no different because we messed up, because you fell off the wagon. You've been on alcohol and drugs and you gave up on life and you dropped out, or you've been to jail one time, two times, three times, and you really want your dream to happen and you're putting in your work and nothing's happening yet. I promise you, if you keep pushing, if you keep giving me all your effort, it will happen. It must happen. It can't do anything but move. You can do anything but make progress. But I want you all to understand in saying that word that you all have to stop getting caught up in movement as progress. For some of us, the action of making progress is progress.
It's time to stay focused. It's time to decide clubs, partying, trying to fit in and socialize. Rub elbows with everybody so people can stop calling you weird. Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it.
It takes grit, passion, and determination to get to the level of where you want to be.
You will not outgrind me. You won't outgrind me. You can be smarter than me. You won't outgrind me.
But you got to understand the difference between levels and going beyond them. You can't stay in one place and expect to get to the next place. You can't look at the sky, because beyond the sky, there's a great big universe. Now, what are you gonna do about it?
I'm gonna have the same amount of time, the same advantage, no excuse. They're not gonna have an hour more than me. They're not gonna have 6 hours extra than me. I'm gonna grind just as long, and I'm gonna grind longer, and I'm gonna prepare myself to be successful. Why? One reason. I don't quit. I don't prepare myself in the mindset to quit. And if you don't understand this right now, that you're gonna have to push harder, you're gonna have to fight longer, you're gonna have to give in with everything you got, you're gonna have to give up more, you're gonna have to not be lazy, you're gonna have to not listen to that old you.
Change your mindset. Change how you see pain. I want you to welcome it. You heard me say it before. How comfortable can you be with being uncomfortable?
It is up to you to get the most of everything that you worked so hard for.
Understand this and listen to me clearly. You may forget this face, you may forget this voice, you may forget who told you. Forget your past. I don't ever forget these words that I'm about to tell you. If you want to be great in this life, you only have one choice, gentlemen. You only have one choice. You can make choices that just get you remembered, or you can make choices that ultimately make you a legend.
want you to struggle. I want you to hurt. I want you to bleed. I want you to fight, because this is that time.
Stay on that basketball court. Stay on that football field. It's grind season, homie. It's not about today. It's about the future.
I'm the best ever. There's no one that can match me. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been.
They're gonna fear me.
You have to be the champion before you become the champion, so that means lifestyle. You have to be him before you become him. You gotta be him before you become him. That's how it starts. You look at somebody, I wanna be like him. You don't say, hey, I'm a bad motherfucker. I wanna fight anybody out here, nobody's gonna kick my ass. You see somebody and say, hey, I might wanna do that.
Well, greatness is when you make your delusions your reality. Nothing's impossible for somebody who's gonna try. If you're gonna try, it's capable of being done.
But you'd fight Tyson Fury.
Yeah, I'd fight a lion if the price is right. My whole objective is your total surrender, your total domination. I'm gonna destroy you.
That's why Rogan said when he watched you, you were intimidated. Your rage is a very unique rage.
Well, that's their fault to be intimidated. How you gonna let somebody scare you for something you worked for?
I respect a person who's willing to die for what he truly wants. Ali had the will to win like nobody that ever lived in boxing. Then he believes he projected to his opponent. Really look at, how does Ali beat George Foreman? How does Ali beat Sonny Liston? How did he beat these guys? How did he even beat Joe Frazier? Fighting the way he fights. He beats them because he refused to lose.
But we have to believe that we're divine and that we learn from our experience, because confidence breeds success, and success breeds confidence. They go hand in hand. You have to know who you are first. You know who you are. I know who I am. People say they're great all the time. You this, you that. Whatever they say, I know who I am. Without self-love, you're nothing. Because self-love is discipline. And discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
I never wanted to be obscure. I was born in obscurity, and I never wanted to deal with that again. I'm invincible. I'm a savage. I'm ferocious. I'm the smartest savage. I knew I wasn't going to die before I became champ. When this is over, everybody's going to know my name.
Did you ever fight somebody that you were like, that they got you? Was there ever a kid that got you or no?
Absolutely. In order to be good, you have to lose it and understand loss. Because loss is life. Adversity makes the strong stronger or the weak weaker.
What happens next? So
get arrested, and I see Muhammad Ali comes and visit the institution that I'm in.
You said you're in jail, and Ali shows up?
I'm 12 years old, and Ali comes in, and they showed the movie The Greatest first, so this is 77. And after the movie, the lights come up, and Ali comes in, and I see him. I said, wow, I want to be just like him. I don't know how it happened. The spirit hit me. Boom, I want to be like him. And then I get transferred to this other facility, you know, for real bad kids. I met a gentleman there that was a boxer, and he used to teach me how to box. So he took me to a great trainer named Customato, and that's why I'm here.
I respected Ali, and I worshiped Ali. Yeah, this is the moment I knew I wanted to be a fighter.
Freaking believable, yeah. Story. So your inspiration happened at 12 years old.
Yeah.
Then you meet Cuz.
Yes.
How was Cuz treating you? What was his way of leading you?
It's a degree of just peeling all that dirt and stuff, that insecurity, and developing into character. And that's why I had a wonderful time with him. But everything about his life was about me. This world is one big school, and we're the students of this world. The mind is always hungry. And the mind wants to do good, but we get so many negative thoughts in our mind, it's almost overwhelming to be positive. Listen, I've been down and up, broken up. And why am I still here? Because life is going to give everybody a bad hand. No one's going to leave here without being tried in life.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So inspiration. So is that what got you to be willing to be disciplined to get what you want, like to become a champion? At 14 years old, I'm willing to do everything it takes to be a champion?
Absolutely. And then I had Cuss over there telling me, why should he have it? That's one thing I never had in my life, because I always got picked on, and I never had jealousy or enviness about anything. And Cuss possessed that, you know, and he was telling me, why should he have all that money and you don't? Why do you believe that he's better than you? Why do you think he should have all that money and you don't? And he was really serious about it. And that was the competition. That's it right there, breathing that stuff right in. Why should he have it and he's not better than you?
How did you handle that when he told you that at 14? Would it piss you off? Were you like, I'm going to go train to whoop his ass and get there one day? What was your response to it?
He said one day, this guy knew how to really get in my head. He said, man, you're fighting good, but I wish you were bigger. He said, I wish you were like Kenny Norton and Mike Weaver, because they had big bodies and they could intimidate somebody. And that hurt my feelings. I said, I make sure the whole world will be afraid of me.
He trained me to be totally ferocious in the ring and out.
Yeah, and that's what I was. That's what I was, yeah.
Push yourself more. Push yourself when you sometimes you have to submit to yourself.
I'm doing everything. And first thing in the morning, 3 a.m, do your 4 miles, come back in.
3 a.m.
Yeah. Do your 4 miles, come back in, do your body exercise and all that stuff. After that, I go out to eat breakfast, go to the school, come back from school, eat my dinner, go back to the gym at 6 o'clock, train, come back at 8 o'clock. Watch fights, start all over again. Everybody here is gonna fight for what they love for. Even if they never had a fist fight in their life, they're gonna fight. Listen, once I'm involved in something, I wanna know the beginning of it. I wanna know where it came from, how it was started, who's the first guy that invented it. That's just how my mind works.
How could these guys even dare fight me? How dare you even think that you could beat me?
And you sound like a mathematician when you're talking about the art of boxing.
I was born for it.
There's nothing I would do unless I have a possibility of being humiliated. Because when I succeed, I truly succeed. I was bred to climb high and high into the sky and tumble down. I am truly grateful that I found my wings before I hit the ground.
If you are alive, you have another opportunity to begin again.
You got to get up on your own. You got to be able to make big decisions on your own. You got to lose weight on your own. There are a myriad of targets you have to hit by yourself. Oftentimes, it's the people that go away into a very healthy isolation to equip themselves, to condition themselves, to educate themselves, to come out empowered. And so you got to get into this workspace where you can do it by yourself.
And I know you're fractured, and I know you're bleeding in places nobody can see, but if you shut it down, you can heal. You're standing at the precipice, the edge of the greatest move in your life, and the time is now, like never before, to take a leap of faith.
Stop waiting to feel like it. Stop waiting until you see it. Stop waiting for somebody to come and save you. Nobody's coming to rescue you. The question is, how bad do you want this? You feel like you're underpaid and undervalued and overlooked, but listen, get up! This is the day that everything changes.
Go through the process. Go through the mud, run in the rain, dance in the snow, inhale, exhale, come back and shock the world.
Find a mirror and tell yourself, I got this today. I got this today. I'm going to make it. I'm going to create it. I'm going to build it. All I have is all I need. Resources may come and go. People may come and go, but I've got a vision, and I've got the provision, and I've got the determination and the discipline to hit my aims and to punch through my target. You may be tired, you may be broken, you may be hurting, people may have betrayed you, lied on you, left you, but you refuse to give up.
It takes faith to pull away from everything that is familiar, to step into uncharted territory, to become the person you were born to be. It takes faith.
Everybody wants to grow a little bit taller, so we got to push a little bit harder. Life is lived on levels, and I can't bring my spotter with me. The spotter cannot walk with you all of your life. At some point, you got to say, I got this. Push!
Can you walk away from everything for 30 days? Just 1 month, 720 hours. Imagine who you could be in 30 days. You got one life to live, rain, sleet, or snow. The time is now.
If you're a freshman and you know a senior in this room, you give him everything in your body today. You break your neck to break their neck. That's how you win big games. You hit them in the mouth. You hit them in the mouth, kings. Every single one of y'all in here are kings. You kings. So when you step on that field again, you don't say, let's go, my nigga. You say, let's go, king. This is our house. I was born a king. I was born to be a winner. I was born to be a champion. The difference between a champion and a loser is a mindset. Once you put your mindset, where a killer mindset is, ain't nobody gonna stop you. Because I'm gonna tell you now, this game is not for nice people. And y'all know that this game is not for nice people. This game is for young men running around neighborhoods knowing if they don't make a play, if they don't get a scholarship, they gonna die in that neighborhood. They're going to end up another statistic. See, some people play the game for the Gatorade and the cheerleaders. And some people play the game because they know they got to save their family life. They got to make a way. Their family tree is rotten, so they got to replant one. And what football gives you the ability to do, it gives you the ability to leave the slum, go to one of the nicest colleges in the world, build your own name, build your own legacy, get drafted, and tell your mama and your daddy and your sister, we leaving the hood today. And you know why we leaving? Because I was unselfish. Because I left everything on the field. I want you guys to believe. Don't just listen to me. Feel me in your soul. Believe you can
we believe you can win. Because we only get one shot at this game. We didn't come this far to come this far. Let me repeat that. We didn't come this far to come this far. We came here to be champions. We came here to be one of the number one schools in the country. We came here to show even people in our own city that's doubting us that you will be my fan. You will follow me and you will bite your words. Because that head coach you got, all these coaches, all these men around you, that's the blessing. That's who you play for. Because at the end of the day, you guys are going, I'm telling you, it's going to go fast. It's going to go fast. One day you're going to be riding down the street, you're going to see your coach, you're going to say, coach, all the lessons you gave me, I should have listened. It's going to be somebody that say that. I should have listened. But tonight, if you listen to every single word them coaches say, if you be unselfish, if you don't think about yourself, if you don't think about that, all them thousands of fans standing on the outside, put your mind frame on the field. Keep your mind frame on the field. And when you step off that bus, you tighten up your tie and you say, this is my business trip. Are you going to close the deal or are you going to fold? When I stepped on the field, I had a mind frame. My mother was a heroin addict. So when I stepped on the field, I thought about, I want to save my mama's life. This man in front of me is going to stop me from saving my mom. It's going to stop me from saving my brothers and my sisters. It's going to stop me from taking my brothers and sisters away from crackheads and drug addicts every day. And when I looked at my opponent across from me, I told him, you're not hungry enough. You don't want this enough. My life on the line. You hear me? Get your life on the line today. Everything on the line. You go out there, you let them hit you in your mouth and beat you, you quit. Them teenage boys just like you teenage boys. They breed just like you. They go to class just like you. So you gonna let a man stand in front of you and say, I'm more man than you? Or you gonna hit him in the mouth and say, hey boys, we came to fight. I ain't gotta talk to you. I ain't gotta bicker to you. I'm gonna hit you in your mouth for 60 minutes. Kings, whatever you do today, you leave every drop of your blood on that field today. And I'm proud of you. Win, loss, or draw. But I want y'all to remember one thing, Kings. Remember one thing, the best gifts come from the bottom. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Like when you open up that cereal box as a kid, that gift was at the bottom. You had to eat through all that to get that gift at the bottom. And that's your season. That's your season. You had to eat through all that. Coaches cussing you out, trying to get your grades together, arguing in the study hall, arguing with teammates. Fighting with teammates. Now, today is the day that you put all that in the package. You put all that in the grenade and you blow Hoover Stadium up tonight. And you let them know that Sparkman football is here for years to come. But the legacy, it starts today. Wide receivers, run every route like your life depends on it. Linebackers, break your neck to break their neck. I don't care about injuries. Offensive line, get nasty. Get nasty. If you hit him in the first play of the game, hit him in his mouth. I don't care if it's a draw play. You block him till the whistle is over with. Make him say, this dude is etching. Make him say, this dude is crazy. If you believe, King, anything is possible. Anything is possible. I'm King Hollis, man. I love y'all. Go out there and become champion. Y'all be blessed.
Leave every excuse behind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Burn the boats eliminate the options. You're going in again. And this time, you're coming out with a win. Period.
Despite everything that happened to you, you're still here. And I promise you, my friend, that is no mistake. That's a purpose. A purpose for you to live, my friend. A purpose for you to live a life worth living, don't you get it? So right now, I need you to find a way to keep on living, my friend. I need you to live. 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 Do you hear me? You keep on living, my friend. The darker the night, the brighter the day, my friend. You see, what anxiety loves to do is it loves to add up. What fear loves to do is it loves to add up. What all past trauma loves to do, it loves to add up. What all worry and doubt loves to do is it loves to add up, my friend, into one big fist and try to knock you down until you're gone, my friend. But no, if you keep breathing past the anxiety, you'll make it. If you keep breathing past the fear, you'll make it. If you keep breathing past the trauma, you'll make it. If you keep breathing past the worry and death, you'll make it.
As if you don't do something the other man is not doing, then you're gonna get knocked off. I don't care how many people have counted you out. I don't care how many times you talk yourself out of it. Go back and win.
Listen, my friend, you see, you and me, we're gonna make it. We're gonna make it, my friend, we're gonna make it. We're gonna make it, my friend, I promise you. We're gonna make it. We're gonna make it, my friend. We're gonna make it. We're gonna make it, my friend. We're gonna make it. We're gonna make it, my friend. We're gonna make it. We're gonna make it, my friend. We're gonna make it.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You are breathing to win. You are breathing to live a life of abundance. You are breathing to manifest what it is that God has put inside of you. Write it up again. Negotiate it again. Call back. Send the email again. Send the text message again. Do not give up. Walk on the court again. Run on the field again. Step into the arena again. Try it one more time. And after you do that, you're going to come back for more. You are establishing a new nature, a new protocol, a fresh government of how you conduct business.
Let me tell you something, my friend. The cause of your downfall will be because of you. Nobody else but you. You keep looking around, trying to place blame on things, people, everything else, instead of looking in the mirror at oneself and looking at who caused this in the first place. You close the door on yourself because you are afraid to look within yourself and see who did it, my friend. You are the one, but you have the key to unlock that door. Become something more.
It's your time. It's your turn. The wait is over. Get up and give back to yourself. We can get so wrapped up in the swirl of busyness, distraction, and noise that we lose ourselves.
I understand, my friend. The pain, it won't stop. the suffering, it won't cease. And it's hard to see. It's hard to see a better outcome for yourself, my friend. I understand. But look, if you just believe, and you keep believing, and you hold on to that belief, brighter days are coming. Weather through the storm, my friend. Weather through the pain. And I promise you, you will come out victorious. You just have to keep believing, my friend. If you do that, you're gonna be okay.
You are not a quitter. You are not a one-hit wonder. You are called to do something great.
A lot of you really messed up the first two quarters of your life. And if you're like me, you got to believe you got a third quarter and you got a fourth quarter. And after all that's been said and done, every blessing and every battle, every memory and every image of the past, release yourself from the trauma, torment, and pain of it all. Step into your third quarter. Step into your fourth quarter. Be fully persuaded that it's your turn and it's your time. I don't care what the scoreboard says. You have an opportunity. A warrior only needs one more opportunity to reveal to the world that he is more than just a dreamer. If you're going to do something in your bloodline, if you're going to pass something down generationally, if you're going to be a light, then sometimes you're going to have to get up when you don't feel like it.
You know what, my friend? I think you're stronger than that. And I think you're capable of much, much more. So bring it out. Bring it out every single day that you live on this earth. Bring it out every single day that you open your eyes. Bring it out every single day. Bring out the best version of yourself, my friend, because we still have work to do.
There are seasons and timetables, and there are rooms I've got to walk into, and there are hands that I have to shake, and there are contracts that I have to sign, and there are deals that I have to close that are going to require me to lose sleep sometimes. And so if I believe in the power of the future, then I got to be willing to get up.
You got the chance to wake up today, but somebody else didn't. You got the chance to eat your breakfast, wash your face, brush your teeth, but somebody else didn't. You got the chance to walk out your door, go to work, go to school, go about your day like nothing else happened, but unfortunately, somebody else didn't. My friend, you get the chance to do it all over again, but somebody else will not. My friend, take advantage of the time you have. Give it all you got. Keep searching for that reason.
Get dialed in. If you're listening to me, let this be a moment of transformation and motivation. But let this moment not just move you, but change you to take action, go back, and win.
Listen, my friend, you see, you and me, we're gonna make it. We're gonna make it, my friend. We're gonna make it. We're gonna make it, my friend. I promise you. We're gonna make it. We're gonna make it, my friend. We're gonna make it. We're gonna make it, my friend. We're gonna make it. We're gonna make it, my friend. We're gonna make it. We're gonna make it, my friend. We're gonna make it. We're going to make it, my friend.
By being a person that gives again, believes again, does it again, picks up the pieces and tries to put the puzzle together again, try it again, and eventually winning will become a habit. Flight, progress, success will become our way of life, our code of conduct, our government. This is what I do. I'm motivated. I'm dedicated. I'm groomed. I'm conditioned. I'm ready to conquer the day.
Life may knock you down, but life will not defeat you. I will never give up.
and neither should you. I will never give up, and neither will you. Cancer may come from me. Heart disease may have my name. My legs may give out, but you will never see me quit. And neither will you. Even when I feel like quitting, I will never quit. I will find power. I will be strong. I will lift my head up. I will push forward, and so will you. I need you to be powerful today. I need you to keep lifting your head up high. I need you to have the faith. I need you to be strong. I need you to walk through the fire. I need you to swim to the shore. You still got to keep pushing. You still got to keep working. It's not over yet. Don't give up now. Don't quit on you. You better keep pushing. You better keep working. You better keep fighting. You have the power. You have the tenacity. You have the grit. This is that time. This is that hour. This is that moment. It's not over yet. So you still got work to do. Sometimes you're gonna feel like quitting. Sometimes you're gonna want to throw in the towel and give up. Because we all have those bad days. And we all have those days when there's a fight to get things done. But when you think that life has brought you to your knees and you can't get up, you have to search deep within yourself. Find the inner strength to get up and carry on. I heard someone say, in times of adversity, you do not have an obstacle to deal with. You have a choice to make. You can suffer or you can choose to do whatever you need to do to liberate yourself. Whatever you need to do to reinvent yourself and overcome. There is no way in hell I'm going to stop. And neither will you. I will not let this or anything defeat me. And neither will you. Darkness can surround me, and pain can engulf me. But I will not quit. And neither will you. Until I collapse. And there's absolutely no breath in my lungs. I will make it to the top of this mountain. And so will you. So don't give in. Don't lose hope. Choose to get up. Choose to stand up when life knocks you down. Choose to get up when you feel like giving in. Choose to keep fighting. Keep pushing forward, because I promise you, you will not regret it. You will not regret the work that you put in. Your sweat, your blood, your tears, it took to get you here. Your dreams are so much worth it. You are worth it. So I beg you, choose the hard thing. Choose to never stop until you collapse. Many people in the world don't have the opportunities you have today. There is someone today who found out that their days are numbered. Cancer has taken over their body. Every once in a while, there seems to be people in this world that are fighting to survive. But instead of crying, instead of them feeling sorry for themselves, they are inspiring others to have courage, to be strong, even during these difficult times. They are fighting through it. They carry on the good fight. And so should you. Until the day you collapse, until your legs give out from underneath you, I need you to stand tall. But at our weakest moments, at the darkest times of our life, we must find strength within ourselves to be strong. I need you to be powerful today. I need you to be strong. Keep pushing, keep working, keep thriving. And from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business.
You are always going to have somebody that does not agree with you, that's watching you, that's hoping that you crash and burn. There's no need to say anything about them. Just do what you've been called to do. Stick to the plan. Pray for them and keep it moving.
Don't pray for me. You pray for my enemies, because they're the ones who need it the most. My enemies aren't willing to do what it takes, and they wonder why I'm ahead. I'm ahead because I have the consistency, and my enemies aren't built like that, my friend. So you pray for my enemies.
Let them talk about you. Let them drag your name through the mud. Let them lie. Let them try to put a black eye on your reputation. And you keep giving, and you keep pouring, and you keep believing, and you keep pushing. I don't care what they say. Eventually, your enemy will become your footstool.
Pray for your enemies. Probably sometimes more than you pray for yourself.
Because my enemies don't understand. They don't understand the grind. They don't understand the hustle. They don't understand coming back from adversity to come out on top, my friend.
But they don't know the pain that we went through to make it through. I pray for my enemies and any man that stand against me.
I pray for my enemies. I pray for everybody that want me to quit, everybody that want me to throw in the towel, everybody that believes the dream is too big to be fulfilled, that the destiny is impossible. But I'm possible, and I pray for you.
Because my enemies would rather sleep than grind. My enemies would rather lay down than get up and fight. My enemies would rather talk junk for the rest of their life and look at me like I'm crazy, because they don't understand the work. They don't understand the grind, my friend. So you pray for my enemies.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I pity the man that want me to lose. I can't. I've come too far. Don't let them get in your head. Haters and naysayers and enemies are always going to try to get in your head and puncture your progress and fight you tooth and nail, trying to get you not to believe in this great vision, this dream. Enemies are a part of life. Enemies are inevitable. As sure as the sun is in the sky, you will always face opposition. You will always face some type of an obstacle. You will always face somebody in your space attempting to discourage you and stop you from what it is that you believe you've been assigned to do. It is inevitable. Oftentimes, many of us never discover what we're made of until we cross paths with someone who tells us we're nothing. They want to see you snap.
You pray for my enemies because they're the ones who need it the most. I'm already ahead and I'm powered by God, but my enemies won't understand that. My enemies will never understand what it takes to come out victorious because they'd rather make excuses and blame other people instead of taking accountability in themselves, my friend. Because while I'm running in the cold, forbidden rain, you know what my enemies are doing? My enemies are sleeping. My enemies are bathing in jealousy. My enemies are living in envy because they don't have the consistency. They don't have the dedication to get up every single day and make it happen, my friend. So you pray for my enemies because my enemies are the ones who need it the most.
I pray for my enemies. For the men that told me I'd never beat nothing. Told me I'd die on them projects, be a drug dealer like my father, steal dope like my family. I pray for my enemies. They told me that I could never go to college. They told me I could never educate myself. But I realized I was greater than that. They would rather see you die than be put what you were born to be. I remember the night I got the phone call and they told me that my mother was gone. I also remember the night I got the phone call and I realized my father was gone. That was the night my enemies rejoiced. That was the night they thought I was finished. But I was just getting started. The enemy hates you. But if they hate us and we love them, eventually they'll bow down. I pray for my enemies.
There's always going to be somebody that tells you that you are not enough, that you don't measure up, that you don't have the right connections, that you're not smart enough, that you don't have the work ethic, that you don't have the wisdom, the understanding. You can't allow the naysayers, the onlookers, the haters, the enemies to see you sweat. I just need somebody that's out there to hear me. When you are surrounded by people trying to discourage you from accomplishing a thing, it is possible to silence the crowd, to silence the doubters, to silence the people that said you're finished, that said you're done. It is possible to silence them and prove them all wrong. Stay the course, no matter the cost. Pay the price to stay focused.
What you gotta understand, ladies and gentlemen, is people wanna see you quit. It's gonna be people in your family, people in your workspace, people at your school. It's gonna be people all over the world that just hate you because you're you.
You know, they say new levels, new devils. That saying is a quote that illustrates a reality that at the door of every opportunity is an enemy, an adversary. There will be adversity. Just because the door's been opened doesn't mean that everybody's going to want you to walk through it.
Because because my enemies don't understand. They don't understand the grind. They don't understand the hustle. They don't understand coming back from adversity to come out on top, my friend.
You don't have to be one who was born freakishly talented to accomplish something. If you are facing an enemy right now, if you are facing an insurmountable feat, if you are facing anything big, it is because you are at the precipice of the greatest blessing and the greatest promotion of your life. You have a destiny to fulfill. You have an assignment that you have to walk in. You have no time to pour energy into conversations about people who don't believe in you. Pray for your enemies. The people that do not want to see you win. The people that want to see you suffer in silence. The people that want you depressed. The people that want you to quit. The people that want you to throw in the towel. It is a beautiful thing to keep going, to persevere, to triumph right in the midst of adversity, but not just to prove them wrong, to prove yourself wrong. Pray for your enemies, but whatever you do, do not stop.